Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to the owner of the gym in Conshohocken. Colin Whitney is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Colin, thanks for joining us on a busy day. Tell listeners the name of your gym and where you are.
Name of the gym is Power Build Gym in Conshohocken, PA.
All righty. So are you open at this point, Colin?
Yes, we're open. We opened up this morning as of 6 a.m.
Wow. Early bird stuff. Are you a 24-hour gym, Colin, or no?
Yes. When the gym operates normally, as it will be going forward now again, it is a 24/7 access facility for members.
Okay. Now, Colin, what's the website, too, in case people are interested? They're looking for a gym. Where do they go?
The website is powerbuildgym.com. It's spelled P-W-R-B-L-D, gym. A little bit of a different version, you know, broken down. But
okay. Now, what has happened since you've opened up at 6 a.m.?
So far, it's just been kind of a normal day. Nothing too exciting thus far. We've been, you know, limiting members. They all signed up online as far as our time slots every 2 hours starting at 6 a.m. And it's been smooth. We've been way under even the number we wanted to be at. So,
okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah, that's a very reasonable approach. Now, over in Belmar, they had a SWAT team there, Colin. I'm just telling you. I don't know if you've been following that this morning. Their gym over there. So you limit to how many people coming into your gym to work out?
10. Right now, it's at 10. So our members have the ability to go on our gym software on their phone or on their computer, and they can actually reserve their time slot. So I started them at 6 a.m., and the time slots are actually 90 minutes, which gives us then a 30-minute window to clean and tidy up before the next round of members comes in. When you sign up online, I actually only put 7 slots. That way, that would account for some overflow, you know, if I'm here, if my friends are here, stuff like that.
Well, that's very, very reasonable. Have you been contacted by the local police or mayor or anybody else?
Not yet. I'm still expecting that to happen, but so far I haven't.
Okay. And Colin, when that happens, do you have an attorney and everything else?
Yeah. I mean, I've been talking with a lawyer. We kind of understand like their avenue that we're going, and you know, when they kind of ask, why are we open? We have our reasons. We feel like, you know, I deserve a right to make a living. I deserve a right to give my business a chance, especially with the precautions that we're taking under CDC guidelines compared to some of these other stores that are allowed to be open. We don't see the wrong that we're doing. You know what I mean? We feel like we can only help, not to mention it is a gym, a place where people come, improve their physical and mental well-being. So,
well, exactly. And Colin, the idea that you limit to 2 hour window or an hour and a half window, then clean afterward and all that, this isn't like the Wild West. You're just saying, come on out, you know, and we don't care what you do. Taking those kind of precautions certainly is what you need to do in this environment. I'm kind of surprised. Are you, though, given that this started, you were on Channel 6, I think I saw it, or somewhere, that people are aware of this? Is Conshohocken a town that, you know, allows entrepreneurs to operate? Maybe they're not going to do anything.
You know, I'm fairly new to the area. When I opened the gym, I had literally moved here a week prior. But from my experience so far, yeah, it's actually a very cool town. I mean, a lot of private-owned businesses, a lot of smaller businesses. And I see that they are usually very supportive of the local businesses as well.
Well, Colin, good luck with this. If anything happens, we'd love to talk with you. If not, we'd love to talk with you, and good luck. I think you're doing it very smartly and correctly, and I hope you can continue to operate.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Means a lot.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.